as they try to get their 30th win of the season against the St. Lucie Mets here in Port St. Lucie. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network from high above the field on Clover Park. My name is Josh Sperber, and I'll be giving you the play-by-play for some Florida State League baseball action here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. A tough loss for Clearwater on Tuesday, but the last two games have been victories, including a thunderous 8-run eighth inning that helped the Threshers to a 13-7 win last night, and it gets better for Clearwater. George Clausen on the mound for the Threshers tonight, the April pitcher of the month for not just the Phillies organization, but the entire Florida State League, after not allowing an earned run in his first four professional starts. Threshers are on the road tonight, so they go to the bats first against Austin Tresser, a right-hander with a 1-3 record and a 4.82 ERA, who gets the ball for the St. Lucie Mets at 14-28. They have the lowest record in the East Division, 10 games out of first place, whereas the Clearwater Threshers are playing one of the two teams tied atop the East Division next week, as they are the top team in the Florida State League. 29-13 is the Threshers' record, and they look to make it 30-13 here tonight. Bryson Ware is the leadoff man for the Threshers. First time he has hit leadoff in his professional career. First pitch from Tresser is a fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count as we are underway here at Clover Park. 1-0 count to Ware. Comes up with two homers and 13 RBIs on the season as the fastball misses up and in. 2-0 the count now to the Threshers' left fielder. Ware, 23 years old, has played in two games so far this series, three for his first eight against St. Lucie with two RBIs and a run scored. 2-0 pitch, a breaking ball that misses upstairs. It's a 3-0 count to Ware. Typically an infielder, Bryson in the outfield for the Threshers tonight. He'll be playing in left field for the fourth time this season. He's also made one start in center. 3-0, fastball inside, and that's ball number four as Ware walks on the first four pitches of the ball game to put the leadoff man aboard for the Clearwater Threshers. Now Aiden Miller, the number two hitter, walks up to the right-handed batter's box as we take a look in the rest of the Threshers starting nine. Luis Caicuto will follow up Aiden Miller, and Dakota Katowski is the cleanup man in the hole. First pitch to Miller, popped up high and foul down the first baseline, and it's the first strike of the game for Austin Tresser. 0-1 the count to Aiden Miller. Behind the cleanup man Katowski is Devin Saltzabon in the five spot. Keaton Anthony hits sixth. Nico Poaca-Grego seventh, and Jordan Viers eighth as the fastball misses upstairs to Miller. 1-1 the count. Avery Owusu-Isiedu rounds out the Threshers' order as he continues to get on the field for Clearwater. He played all six games against St. Lucie last week. He has started two of the three games he has played in this series. One ball, two strikes, the count to Miller now as he fouls off a fastball from Austin Tresser. Miller, the Threshers' leader in batting average with .327 and four homers, 19 RBIs. He swings and foul tips a breaking ball into the glove of Ronald Hernandez for the first out of the first inning. So one gone and a man on first as Luis Caicuto comes up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. And we'll set the defense for the St. Lucie Mets as after the first pitch from Tresser to Caicuto. Tresser, in his windup, he deals. First pitch, a curveball missing upstairs to make it 1-0. Behind Austin Tresser, Yohairo Cuevas, a late addition to the field in first base. Boston Barrow at second. Colin Houck back at short. And Marco Vargas is the third baseman. 1-0, and it's a swing and a miss on the fastball from Tresser to even the count at 1-1. In the outfield for St. Lucie, Willie Fanyas in left, Jeffrey Rosa in right, and Kevin Villavicencio in center for the St. Lucie Mets, with Ronald Hernandez doing the catching for Austin Tresser. Fastball in for a called strike, and Ware back safely on the back pick to first base. One ball, two strikes, the count to Kaikuto, doing something rare for Threshers catchers by catching in consecutive games. 1-2. Breaking ball fouled away down the right field line. Count stays at 1-2. Kaikuto's got a solid bat. It's just hard to keep off the field. He's on a three-game hit streak and has reached base in each of his last seven. 14 RBIs on the season, and he's 2-for-8 with a ribby in two games this week. He takes the 1-2 pitch, blooped out to right field for a base hit, and the first hit of the game is a single by Kaikuto. Fourth straight game with a hit, a eighth straight game reaching base, and the Threshers have two aboard with one out here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski, who hit his second homer of the season last night, a two-run blast that capped off an eighth-run eighth inning for the Clearwater Threshers. The 24-year-old has a pair of multi-hit games against St. Lucie this week, 4-for-9 with a homer and 5 RBIs as he takes a breaking ball for a called strike one. Katowski has also scored 4 runs. 2 of his 4 hits have gone for extra bases with a double during the doubleheader that drove in 3 runs and that home run that drove in 2 last night. He takes the changeup low for ball 1, and Ronald Hernandez gets a new ball for Tresser. Katowski hitting .227 on the season, with 2 homers and 19 RBIs as he takes a breaking ball inside to make it a 2-1 count. He's the DH for the second straight night, batting cleanup for the third straight night. 2-1, the count. Ware on second, Kaikuto on first, in a scoreless top of the first inning. 2 on the pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's 3-1. Tresser not really lighting up the radar gun so far, relying on some breaking pitches and a low 90s fastball that seems to top out at 90 miles an hour, as we saw on the last pitch. 3-1, breaking ball missing upstairs, and Dakota Katowski draws a one-out walk to load up the bases. 2 walks in the inning already for Tresser, and a hit by Kaikuto put 3 men aboard for Clearwater, as Jordan Krause, the Mets pitching coach, out to have a chat with Tresser, his starter. The Threshers have Kaikuto on second, surrounded by Bryson Ware on third, and Dakota Katowski on first base with 1 out in the top of the first inning. The rest of the games in the Phillies system don't get started until later, but one score I can update you on is in the Complex League. The FCL Phillies were in Tampa against the Complex League Yankees, and a whopping 20-8 victory with the two teams combining for 25 hits. The Phillies getting a 12-run win, their largest of the young season in the Florida Complex League. The rest of the Florida State League is in the process of starting up. So the bases loaded, and 1 out for Devin Schaltebon, who has 4 homers and 13 RBIs on the season. First pitch to Schaltebon, a breaking ball in for a called strike. It's 0-1. The umpire crew tonight, Austin Machek at the plate, calling balls and strikes with Frank Jones, the bases umpire here in tonight's contest. Schaltebon, 19 years old, has reached base in each of his last 3 games as he grounds a curveball foul to make it 0-2. All 4 of his home runs have come in BayCare Ballpark during his season with the Threshers. He had 1 homer in 10 Complex League games last year and has walked 4 times in the last 3 games with 2 RBIs to have reached in each of the past 3. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count is 1-2 to Schaltebon, a former outfielder who was turned into an infielder when the Phillies drafted him with a 98th overall pick in the 2023 draft. He's up with the bases loaded and 1 out, but faces a 1-2 count against Austin Tresser. He deals. Poked high in the air, out to shallow right field. Cuevas sprinting towards it, so does the right fielder, and the ball gets down for a base hit. One run scores, another run is coming home, and the throw from second base in time as Kaikuto was waved home when the throw came in to second. And he is out at home for the second out of the inning. But Bryson Ware scores to make it a 1-0 lead for the Threshers. It goes 9-6-2 to get Kaikuto at home plate. Dakota Katowski is on second for the Threshers, and Saltaban on first with his 14th ribby of the season. Clearwater leads 1-0 with two outs in the top of the first. Now Keaton Anthony up for the Threshers, taking a fastball inside for ball number one. Anthony is second on the Threshers in on-base percentage at .460, and he's reached base in each of the last three games. Five for his last 12 with a double and an RBI and two runs scored. 1-0 pitch, tap foul, and it's 1-1. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. Katowski on second, Saltaban on first with two gone in the top of the first inning. Anthony played in the loss on Tuesday, went 1-for-4 with a run, and stole his third base of the season. Now he faces a 1-1 count with two gone, and the pitch from Tresser is a fastball, late swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Keaton Anthony reached base in all nine games he played in the Complex League last season, with an 8-game hit streak to finish up his Complex League tenure. In his first at-bats in each of the two levels he's been at in the minor leagues, he was hit by a pitch. In his first career at-bat against the Complex League Tigers on July 27th, and then he was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat against the Mighty Muscles in his first game for Clearwater on September 1st. Fastball whizzes above the catcher's head, and each runner moves up a base on the wild pitch. Katowski to third and Saltaban to second on the first wild pitch of the ball game. That brings the count even to 2-2. One run on two hits so far in the top of the first inning. Threshers lead it 1-0 before the Mets have even gotten a chance to bat. And it's a 2-2 count now to Keaton Anthony with Saltaban on second and Katowski on third. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball, missing outside, and the count runs full at 3-2. The runners will stay put. Saltaban on second, Katowski on third, and Anthony is awaiting the payoff pitch. First base is open for the Threshers. Now the payoff pitch, hit on the ground towards third, scooped up by Vargas, a shuffle towards first, gets the throw in time to Cuevas for the final out of the first inning. But the Threshers strike first once again. They get one run on two hits, no errors, and two men left aboard. And the St. Lucie Mets coming back for the first time when we get back on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Healthcare Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
First pitch of the bottom of the first inning is a ground ball base hit up the middle for Boston Barrow. He has had a great series so far for St. Lucie and has done something that no one else has done in the Florida State League this season, get a knockoff of George Clausen in the first inning of a game. So first pitch, the first is a base hit for Boston Barrow as George Clausen returns to the mound in his seventh start of the season. 2-0 record with an ERA of .33, and he starts Marco Vargas with a ball. The pitch was challenged by Kai Kuto and the call upheld by Austin Maciek to keep the count at 1-0. Clausen has thrown 27 innings for the Threshers this year, allowed two runs, just one of them earned. And this one is chopped foul down the first baseline by Vargas, one ball and one strike the count. We'll give you the lineup for the St. Lucie Mets. Boston Barrow led off the game with a single to center field, and Marco Vargas is returning to the left-handed batter's box after fouling off a fastball for a 1-1 count. Jesus Baez, the DH, is on deck, and Jeffrey Rosa is the cleanup man for St. Lucie. Colin Houck bats fifth, and the pitch grounded back up the middle. Miller is there, flips to Salta Bomb, but it gets past his glove, and it's going to be an E6. That keeps Barrow aboard the second base bag. They're actually calling that a base hit. So back-to-back singles start off the game for the St. Lucie Mets on what was close to being a double play ball. The rest of the Mets lineup following the six-hitter Ronald Hernandez as Jesus Baez climbs into the right-handed batter's box has Willie Fañas hitting seventh, Johairo Cuevas batting eighth, and Kevin Villavicencio, the number nine hitter for St. Lucie. George Clausen has the most base runners he's seen in a first inning of a game this season as he sends a breaking ball upstairs to Baez to make it 1-0. Clausen, six innings in the month of May, one run allowed on now five hits. He allowed three hits in one run against Lakeland back on May the 3rd in his first start after being named the Phillies Player of the Month. Fastball misses up and into Baez, and it's 2-0. Fastball can hit up to 100 for Clausen. He's also got a sinker, slider, and a curveball, all of which he can use quite effectively, but he's got Baez in a 2-0 count with two on here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 to Baez now as Clausen scans the bases and deals. Fastball sent backwards by Baez. It's a 2-1 count. DH for the third straight night is Jesus Baez, team leader in RBIs with 24. That puts him in the third place spot in the Florida State League for ribbies, hitting .293 with five home runs on the year. Now Baez faces the 2-1 fastball on the outside corner at 98 miles an hour, 2-2. And that is part of what made Clausen so effective so far this season. He's got a fastball that averages somewhere between 97 and 99 miles an hour, and he can place that thing anywhere. Curveball hit high in the air down the right field line. Viers towards foul territory, not going to get there. And the ball drops and bounces off the net to keep the count at two balls and two strikes. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the first inning. Two hits for the Mets before an out's been recorded. The Threshers got one run on two hits and left two aboard back in the first inning. So a 2-2 count still to Jesus Baez with Barrow on second and Vargas on first base. Clausen, a glance over at second. And now he deals. 2-2 pitch, fastball hit on line to Saltabon. Easy throw to second base for one. Or that's for two. I thought that ball bounced into his glove. Either way, it's a double play. And Devin Saltabon with a great fielding play, taking the line out and then sending it to second base for a double play on Baez. So Barrow is retired on the 4-6. Marco Vargas remains on first for St. Lucie. And there are two down now. with Jeffrey Rosa at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. So 1-0 the count to Rosa, who came in late last game replacing Kellum Clark, and Rosa swings and misses at the sinker to even the count at 1-1. Rosa had one at bat in the ninth inning yesterday. He grounded out to short in a 1-2-3 ninth as Clausen's pickoff attempt at first base not in time. The defense for the Threshers behind Clausen has Keaton Anthony over at first, Devin Saltabon at second, Aiden Miller at third, and Nico Poaca-Grego over at third base. And the 1-1 hit on the ground, high hopper to Poaca-Grego. He sends it to Saltabon at second base in time, and the fielder's choice goes 5-4 to end the first inning. We'll give you the rest of the Threshers outfield in the next inning, but Clausen, after allowing two hits to start the game, leaves just one runner stranded, and the score stays at 1-0 heading to the top of the second.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Nico Poaca-Grego made the last down of the first inning, now leads off the second for the Threshers, who lead it 1-0. First pitch, breaking ball, missing outside to Poaca-Grego, and it's a 1-0 count. Bottom third of the Threshers' order to start the top of the second, Nico Poaca-Grego, Jordan Viers, and Avery Owusu-Isiedu. 1-0, fastball on the inside edge, and it's a 1-1 count. Poaca-Grego is second on the Threshers team with a 926 OPS behind Aiden Miller. And he has been a great piece of this Threshers lineup. And he hits a sharp line drive out to left that Fanyas catches in left center for the first out of the second inning. Poaca-Grego looking to add to his 8-game hit streak in his next at bat. He's now 11 for his last 25. Now Jordan Viers coming up to the plate, trying to tie Trent Farquhar and Luis Caicuto for the Threshers' longest on base streak of the season. As the first pitch to Viers misses outside to make it 1-0. Viers, 20 years old, 11 for his last 47 on his 14-game on base streak. 8 RBIs, 2 home runs, 5 doubles, and 10 runs scored. 1-0 pitch, a fastball misses outside, and it's 2-0. And Caicuto and Farquhar with 15 game on base streaks. Caicuto's ended in early May, and as that streak lasted his first 15 games of the year. 2-0, fastball on the inside corner, and it's 2-1. Farquhar added to his streak last night when he reached on a single back in the third inning of yesterday's victory. 2-1 to Viers now, and it's a breaking ball that bounces in and out of the glove of Hernandez, 3-1. Viers on the season, 3 homers, 13 RBIs, hitting 218 with an on-base percentage of .343. His third season with the Threshers. Now he takes a 3-1, sliced high and foul off the roof behind home plate. Count fills up at 3-2. Payoff pitch to Vyers now as he takes a curveball inside for ball number four, and Vyers is now the third Thresher this season to have reached base in 15 consecutive games. Leadoff walk for Vyers, and a one out free pass in the second is the third allowed so far by Austin Tresser. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who has a couple RBIs already this week. He is 2-for-9 with a ribby and 2 runs scored as he takes a fastball low for ball one, but it's instantly challenged by Ronald Hernandez and overturned. So the 1-0 pitch turns to 0-1 for Owusu-Asiedu. Ninth round pick in last year's draft out of the Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. 0-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner, called strike two. Owusu-Asiedu 1-for-4 with an RBI in yesterday's game. And he has played in each of the first four games of this series for the second straight week. He played in all six last week against Daytona, going 5-for-19 with 4 RBIs as he spanks a line drive foul down the right field line, and the count stays at 0-2. Vyers is on first base with one out and a 1-0 lead for the Threshers in the top of the second inning. Vyers had 6 steals in 9 attempts last year and is 0-for-2 in his stolen base attempts in 2024. 0-2 count now to Owusu-Asiedu with a man on first and one out. Big lead off the bag for Vyers as Tresser deals. Fastball well off the plate, and it's a 1-2 count to Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Threshers looking for their 30th win of the season tonight as the 1-2 pitch cut on and missed, and that is strike three. Second strikeout of the ball game for Tresser, second out of the second inning as the top of the order returns to work for Clearwater. Bryson Ware, who reached on a walk back in the first inning and scored the game's inaugural run, back at the plate with Vyers on first and 2 outs. He takes a slider outside for ball number one, and Ware still has yet to see a strike. He's 3-for-8 this series through 2 games, already equaled the amount of hits he had against Daytona last week, where he went 3-for-15 with a solo home run. Fastball in the dirt, and it's a 2-0 count now to Bryson Ware. Ware, an Auburn alum, after 1 year at Pearl River Community College in Mississippi, slugged .774. in 16 games with Pearl River before COVID ended the 2023 season. 2-0. Fastball just low, center cut, and it's a 3-0 count to Ware. No challenge from Ronald Hernandez. So for the second straight at bat, Ware has reached a 3-0 count against Tresser. 2 home runs, 13 ribbies on the season for Bryson. Vyers on first with 2 gone, and the fastball just catches the top of the zone, and it's 3-1. Ware does not challenge, and he was picked in the 8th round of the 2023 draft from Auburn University, joined the Threshers in the beginning of August last season. 3-1, curveball missing low, and that's ball four, and Ware reaches with a walk for the second consecutive inning. So Ware moves to first base, and Vyers over to second base. And that will bring up Aiden Miller. So 2 gone in the top of the second inning. 1-0 lead for the Threshers is Miller up with 2 aboard after he struck out in the first inning. Team leader in multiple batting categories and the league leader in slugging percentage at .552. Miller takes a fastball for a called strike. 972 OPS, 4 homers and 19 RBIs, and as of last night, is a shared lead with Dakota Katowski. 0-1 now to Miller, the pitch. Fastball low, 1-1 the count. Viers on second, Ware on first. And there are two outs here in the top of the second inning. The 1-1. Curveball foul, and it's 1-2. So Viers jogs back to second base. He was off on contact as Miller climbs back into the batter's box with a 1-2 count. Two gone and two on, a 1-0 lead for the Threshers in the top of the second. Now the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, and there's strike three. Third strikeout of the day, second of the inning for Tresser, and the Threshers lead without a run or a hit. Two men left aboard as we head to the bottom of the second with the Threshers leading the Mets 1-0.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at BayCare Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Curveball starts off the inning inside for ball number one to Colin Houck. Last pick of the first round in last year's draft for the New York Mets. 1-0. Fastball inside, and that's going to brush Houck off the plate. 2-0 against Klassen. A sixth-round pick for the Phillies against the Mets' first rounder. 2-0 the count, and now the pitch. Fastball on the inside edge, and it's 2-1. That heater from Clausen has, I don't want to say been a crutch pitch, but it's just been a go-to pitch. Whenever he's needed to strike, that heater can get it for him. Now the 2-1. Fastball just missing outside, and it's a 3-1 count to Colin Houck. 42 strikeouts through the first 28 innings now of Clausen's career with just 8 walks over that same span. 3-1. Fastball hit on a line. Base hit into right center field, and Owusu Asidu picks it up to hold Houck at first with another leadoff single. So the Mets have already recorded the same amount of hits as Lakeland in Clausen's last road start. The only two teams to get 3 knocks out of Clausen in a single game. The Bradenton Marauders have a combined 3 hits against Clausen this season over his 2 starts against Bradenton in 11 innings. First pitch now to Ronald Hernandez is a breaking ball over for a called strike to make it an 0-1 count to the Mets catcher. Houck on first base and a 1-0 Threshers lead here in the top or the bottom half of the second inning. Quick glance at first from Clausen. Now he deals. 0-1, fastball fouled away, and it's 0-2. Houck, 3 steals in 6 stolen base attempts so far this season. After he was drafted with a 32nd overall pick in last year's draft out of Parkview High School in Georgia. Clausen, a Wisconsin native, has an 0-2 count on Ronald Hernandez. the reigning player of the week in the Florida State League. 0-2. Fastball fouled away, and the count remains 0-2. 98 on the gun from George Clausen. Three hits to two in favor of St. Lucie. All three hits have been singles. Both of the Threshers' knocks have been singles as well, but one of them got a run in. 0-2 now from Hernandez, and he is late on a breaking ball, but he fouls it back to keep the at-bat alive, still at 0-2. Clausen, a quick look over at first, now loads the ball into the black mitt at the belt. 0-2 pitch, curveball cut on and missed, and that is strike three. And you can talk as much about his fastball as you want. His curveball is nasty. A sword that gets Hernandez swinging for the first strikeout of the game by Clausen. He has multiple games where he struck out seven or more. In fact, in all but one of his previous six starts, he struck out seven batters or more. Chopper to shortstop, and it's off the glove of Miller on the bat of Fanyas, who makes it to first base on what's likely to be the Threshers' first error of the ball game. So once again, a double play mishandled by Clearwater, and this is going to be ruled a base hit by Willie Fanyas that moves Houck to second base. So four hits to two in favor of the Mets now, and Jairo Cuevas now up to the plate for St. Lucie. A Sterling Mercado was supposed to start over at first base for St. Lucie. He was replaced late by Jairo Cuevas, who is starting at first now in tonight's game. He's made starts at first in right field, including last night a start at first in which he walked twice, drove in a run, but was otherwise 0-for-3. First pitch to Cuevas, fastball just going foul down the left field line, and it's 0-1. And that's what happens if you're a bit late, which is not difficult to be late on a Clausen fastball. And that one came in at 98 miles an hour. So 0-1 the count as Ware trots back to his normal spot in right field. Two on and one out for the second straight inning for St. Lucie. Houck on second, Fanyas on first, and an 0-1 count to Jairo Cuevas, who has 11 RBIs so far this season with an OPS of 508. The 0-1 curveball is in the dirt, smothered by Kai Kuto, so the runners stay put, and it's a 1-1 count now to the Mets' first baseman. New baseball for Clausen, who has now set a new career high, most hits allowed in a start. He has four surrendered already, one out into the second inning. Curveball to the outside corner for a called strike, and it's one ball and two strikes the count to Jairo Cuevas. Clausen went two innings in his last outing, did not allow a base runner, and struck out half the batters that he faced. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three, back pick to first, not in time. And that's, I guess, Kaikuto's way of throwing the ball around the bases. Second K of the inning for the St. Lucie Mets. And now Kevin Villavicencio, the Mets' number nine hitter, is up to bat for the first time tonight. Two outs and two on. Two outs and two on here in the bottom of the second inning. Threshers lead it 1-0. Villavicencio hit eighth yesterday, was hit by a pitch and walked, scored each time he reached base, but was 0-for-2 as he takes a fastball on the inside edge for a called strike one. Villavicencio, a Met last season, drove in five runs so far this year with a batting average of .273. Now Clausen deals, swing and a miss on the sinker, and it's 0-2. Clausen, normally a guy who likes to wear long sleeves underneath his jersey, but now instead chose arm sleeves to avoid the Florida heat. From Wisconsin, went to school in Minnesota. Certainly not used to the weather down here just yet. Villavicencio takes the slider outside for a ball one, and it's a 1-2 count. Clausen so far has thrown 32 pitches with 23 over for strikes. 1-2 pitch, curve in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two outs here in the bottom of inning number two. Clausen looks at second, now he deals. Sliced foul on the fastball and will do it again at 2-2. Houck on second, Fanyas on first with two gone in the second. Clausen deals. Fastball gets by Kikuto, and each runner will move up a base on what I believe is Clausen's first wild pitch of the season. So Houck to third now, Fanyas on second, and it's a full count with first base open for Kevin Villavicencio of the St. Lucie Mets. 3-2 the count. And a payoff pitch coming from George Clausen. He loads the ball in his black glove at the belt. Now the payoff pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. 98 on the gun, right on the inside corner. And despite allowing two hits, George Clausen strikes out the side. So no runs on two hits once again for St. Lucie. No errors and one man left aboard. We head to the third inning. Threshers 1, Mets nothing.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Top of the third inning, hitter number 3 coming up for the Threshers, Luis Kikuto leading off the third with a 1-0 lead for Clearwater. First pitch in for a called strike on the breaker from Tresser, and it's an 0-1 count to Kikuto. He got the first hit of the ball game with a one-out knock in the first. And the 0-1 is hit on the ground towards third. Vargas charging, fields it on a high hop, sends it to first in time for the first out in the third inning. Kikuto, a good runner for a catcher, but Vargas with a better arm on that play to get the first out in the inning. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski, who has driven in 5 runs over his first 2 games of this series, his most ribbies in a single session for the Threshers. He takes a curveball on the inside corner for a called strike to start off the count 0-1. Katowski walked in his first at-bat, so he has reached base now in each of the past 3 games. 0-1, swing and a miss on the curveball, and it's 0-2. Katowski, the reigning Florida Complex League MVP, ended the season with Clearwater last year, and the 0-2 breaking ball misses outside and gets away from Hernandez to make it 1-2. He had a homer and 5 RBIs in 6 games with the Threshers and did not play in the postseason, but 2 of his 3 hits went for extra bases with a double and a home run. 1-2, the count to Katowski, and the pitch. Curveball sparked high in the air, deep out to right field. Rosa going back on the track, at the wall, and it's gone! Dakota Katowski goes to the opposite field, and a one-out solo jack gives the Threshers a 2-0 lead. Back-to-back days with a homer for Katowski, and he's the first Thresher to 20 RBIs on the 2024 season. So Dakota Katowski with his third homer on the road this year. All four of his Threshers home runs have come away from BayCare Ballpark. 2-0 Threshers and a 1-0 count to Saltabon, who takes the breaking ball outside. Saltabon had the RBI back in the first inning, and he hits a hard line drive, but it goes foul down the left field line. One ball and one strike. For Saltabon, the RBI single in the first inning was his 16th run batted in his first full season. He has 3 RBIs and has 1-for-7 since this series started. And he has reached base all 4 games. 1-1, blooped high in the air down the right field line. Cuevas sprinting towards it. He makes the catch in foul territory on a slow jog for the second out of the third inning. So two gone, and Keaton Anthony coming up to the plate for the Threshers, graduate of the University of Iowa. Finished off his collegiate career by being named first-team All-Big Ten and third-team All-American before the Phillies picked him up as an undrafted free agent in July of last season. First pitch to Anthony is a fastball fouled into the netting, and it's an 0-1 count. The 0-1, high fly ball, foul down the first baseline, and it's 0-2. Katowski, 0-for-1 on the day, grounded out to third to end the first inning. 299 average this season, and he's reached base in each of the last 3 games. He takes a quick timeout, steps back in, resuming the at-bat with an 0-2 count with 2 outs in the third, where the Threshers lead it 2-0. 0-2 now from Tresser. Breaking ball missing outside, and the count drops to 1-2. Anthony went 6-for-14 in 4 games against Daytona last week. A third of his hits were doubles. He walked 3 times, scored twice, and drove in 1 run. Now the 1-2. Fastball taken the other way down the right field line, but it goes foul, and the count stays at 1-2. Couple of really hard hit balls down the foul line. Saltabon hit one in his last at bat before he popped out to first, and then Anthony gets a foul ball to keep the at bat alive that was almost extra bases out to deep right field. Now the 1-2 again, outside on the heater, and it's 2-2, and the velocity continues to climb for Tresser with his fastball coming in at 92. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the third. Now the pitch hit back up the middle, almost takes the head off of Tresser, but rolls into center field for a base hit. And Anthony has his 6th hit over his now 4 game on base streak for the Clearwater Threshers. And Anthony is aboard with a 2-out knock here in the third inning. So 4 hits apiece now. Threshers lead 2-0. Here in the top of the third, as Nico Pawaka-Grego comes up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. And he owns the longest hit streak by a Thresher this season. He's recorded a hit in each of his last 8 games since May the 5th. First pitch curveball misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Pawaka-Grego, who has a 13-game on base streak working for him as well. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Pawaka-Grego flying out to left back in the second inning. And now is up with 2 outs and a man aboard the first base bag. He's hitting .338 on the season, on base percentage of .449 with 9 RBIs. 2-0 pitch popped up into foul territory. Short run quickly abandoned once Ronald Hernandez got to the logo, and the count's 2-1 to Nico Pawaka-Grego. Born in New Zealand, raised primarily in Australia, and he played for the Adelaide Giants in the Australian Baseball League since 2022. Played four games for Adelaide before he suffered a season-ending injury as Puaka Grego hits this in the air out to right center field, easing back is Villavicencio, who makes the catch on the run for the final out of the third inning. But the Clearwater Threshers put another run across. A solo jack by Dakota Katowski gives the Threshers a two-run lead. Two hits and a run in the third with one man left aboard. 2-0 Threshers heading into the bottom third.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit Bay Care box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and support your local heroes at Bay Care Ballpark on June 1st. Watch me now.
2-0 lead for the Threshers as we reach the bottom of the third inning. The top of the order returns for the St. Lucie Mets. 2-0 Threshers, and Boston Barrow swings and misses at the first pitch curve from Clausen. That makes it 0-1. Four hits apiece, one of those hits a home run, and a bases-loaded single for Clearwater that has him ahead by two here in the bottom of the third inning. The 0-1. High fly ball out to shallow left field. Miller sprints towards it, and he cedes the ball to Bryson Ware, who makes the catch for the first out in the third inning. So Barrow retired for the first time, and now Marco Vargas up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets with one gone in the bottom of the third. Clausen has thrown 37 pitches, 26 over for strikes. He's got three strikeouts through 2 1/3 so far tonight. First pitch to Vargas is a curveball outside for ball number one. Vargas, like Barrow, singled in the first inning, and he was the only batter to remain on base after a line-out double play by Jesus Baez in the first. He takes a breaking ball outside, and it's a 2-0 count now to Marco Vargas, who has played all three infield positions, excluding first, second, short, and third, in order, actually, this series. 1-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, and it's 2-1. Vargas had a season-best two RBIs in yesterday's loss, a 13-7 win for the Threshers as the fastball misses outside to bring the count to 3-1. Three-one pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's a called strike three. I guess the board had it right, and I didn't. Fourth strikeout of the game for Clausen. First time a batter went down looking for the Mets. And Clausen now has 46 Ks on the season. So two gone, and Jesus Baez, the DH, back up for St. Lucie, who lined into a double play back in the third inning. He checks his swing, appeal over to first. Frank Jones says he didn't go, and it's a 1-0 count now to Baez, who's 0-1 today. Mets leader in home runs with 5 and RBIs with 24, with 4 ribbies so far this series. 1-0. Curveball, sliced foul, bouncing off the net and back to the catcher. And the count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs to Baez. 2-0 lead for the Threshers in the bottom third. Now the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. The sinking fastball from Clausen. Just diving out of the way of the bat of Jesus Baez. He's got 4 Ks already, and he's looking for a fifth. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Clausen deals. Waving a whiff, strike three. Fastball on the upper inside corner, and Clausen takes down the Mets in order in the third inning. Two strikeouts in the third for Clausen. He's got 5, and the Threshers have a 2-run lead heading into the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Health Care Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Adinson Ferrer making his debut for the St. Lucie Mets, facing Viers Owusu-Asidu in the top of the fourth inning, as well as Bryson Ware, who's in the hole. Breaking ball missing upstairs to Viers. It's a 1-0 count to Viers who reached on a walk in a full count in the second inning. 15 straight games reaching base for Jordan Viers, and he's got an OPS of 751. Breaking ball missing outside. It's a 2-0 count now to Viers, but they called a strike, and it's 1-1. So I just don't know anything. 2-0 lead for Clearwater, top of the fourth inning, as Ferrer deals. Curveball missing upstairs, and it's 2-1. Adinson Ferrer making his first appearance for the St. Lucie Mets this season, replacing Austin Tresher. Four hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts as Viers tips a fastball foul, leaving the count at 2-2. And Tresher is in line for the loss. Next pitch, a curveball missing low and inside, and once again, we've got a full count on Jordan Viers. Ferrer, 20 years old, from Monseñor Noel in the Dominican Republic, played in the Complex League for most of last season, made 3 starts and 11 appearances, and tossed a scoreless inning in 1 game for St. Lucie. He's made 3 appearances out of the pen this year, 4 earned runs allowed, 6 total, in 6 1/3. For the FCL Mets. Payoff to Viers, and the breaking ball misses up and away, and that is ball number 4 as Viers draws his 2nd consecutive walk to lead off the 4th inning with a free pass. Threshers have put 2 leadoff men aboard so far. Last time a leadoff man reached, Bryson Ware was the culprit. He walked to lead off the ball game and ended up scoring. Avery Owusu-Asidu trying to move Viers around the base paths as the first pitch is a fastball outside to make it 1-0. So this is Ferrer's second game for the St. Lucie Mets. And he's led things off with a walk and a ball one to Wusu Isiadu, who struck out against Tresor back in the second inning. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss on the cutter, and it's 1-1. Wusu Isiadu, K in his last at bat. He's been a regular center fielder for the Threshers, 1-for-4 with an RBI single in yesterday's game. And he has now played all four games of this series. 1-1. Fastball, sliced foul, and it's 1-2. He had an historic career at Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville, finishing the top 10 list in home runs, RBIs, and steals. And he's a regular starter since his freshman year at SIUE. Runner goes, pitch bounces on the plate, high throw. Viers avoids the tag, but his hand fell off the base, so he is caught stealing at second base. Third stolen base attempt in which Viers has been caught. And we have a 2-2 count to Owusu Isiadu, who climbs back into the right-handed batter's box, now with a clear set of bases and one out in the fourth inning. So two balls and two strikes the count to the Threshers' center fielder, with one gone in the top of the fourth. 2-0 lead here so far for Clearwater. The 2-2. Swing and a miss on the curve, and that's the first strikeout for Edinson Ferrer. Fourth strikeout overall for Mets pitching, and two gone in the fourth to bring up the top of the Threshers' order. Bryson Ware has walked both of his plate appearances, combined 8 balls and 1 strike that he has faced so far in this contest. Those were against Austin Tresor. Edinson Ferrer starts him off with a fastball inside, and for the first time, Ware has seen a first pitch strike. 23-year-old scored the first run of the game in the first inning, and he has now scored twice so far this series. Played in the first two games and took a night off last night as the fastball gets the backstop to even the count at 1-1. Two homers, 13 RBIs on the season for Bryson. He's hitting .211, and his on-base percentage coming up after two walks to start the game. Swing and a miss on the slider, and the count's 1-2 now to Bryson Ware. Two outs in the top of the fourth. Threshers lead it 2-0 with one run in the first and third innings. 1-2. Now the pitch outside. Ware holds up his swing, and it's ruled a check swing by Frank Jones. So the inning continues at a 2-2 count to the Threshers' left fielder. He's been an infielder for most of his career, but was moved to the outfield for a couple of games. He has played now a total of 5 games in the outfield, with 4 of the starts out in left field. Now the 2-2. Taken towards second base, picked up by Barrow on the ground. He sent it to first in time, and the Threshers are retired in order here in the fourth inning. So Edinson Ferrer walks a batter but faces the minimum, and the Threshers do not leave a runner aboard, but they lead it 2-0 heading to the bottom fourth.
Do you like tacos?
Yes.
How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Josh Bortka, the new pitcher for the Threshers. He'll take on Jeffrey Rosa to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Sends a breaking ball to the outside edge for ball number one. Another short start for George Clausen. Four hits, five strikeouts. Nothing else on the board in three innings. He won't get a decision. 1-0 the pitch. Curveball on the inside corner for a called strike one to Rosa. He'll be followed by Colin Houck, and Ronald Hernandez, with a 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top or the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1, and I don't know who that hit off of. It certainly looked like Rosa went around, and they're going to call it strike two. Not sure if it hit the bat or he just went around too far on the swing. So 1-2 count from Bortka to Rosa, who reached on a fielder's choice that ended the first inning. Bortka is making his fifth rehab appearance of the season from Jersey Shore's roster. He's allowed five earned runs in 3 1/3 innings. He starts off on the good foot, gets a swing and a miss on Rosa to start off the fourth with the Threshers' sixth strikeout of the game and Bortka's sixth strikeout of the season. So that's the first out in the fourth inning, and Colin Houck now coming up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. George Clausen, 5 Ks, 4 hits in 3 innings, and Bortka is pitching to be in line for his first victory of the season, already with an 0-2 record. First pitch cut on and missed on the breaking ball, and it's a 1-0-1 count to Houck, who singled back in the second inning. Bortka has a curve, slider, and a fastball that reaches up to 96 miles an hour. He was taken in the 16th round of the 2022 draft out of the University of Central Missouri via the State College Spikes. Now the 0-1. Houck holds up the swing, and he went around, according to Frank Jones, so the count's 0-2 on a slider from Bortka. He's 24 years old from Kansas and pitched in 20 games for the Threshers last season, including his biggest appearance of the year in the postseason, in the clinching game of the West Division Series at home against Lakeland. 0-2, slider in the dirt, and the count's 1-2. In his lone postseason game of his professional career, he struck out one, walked two, allowed a hit, and induced a game-ending, series-winning double play that sent the Threshers to the Florida State League Championship against Jupiter last season. Now the 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Another slider fools Houck, and the last four batters have been struck out by Threshers pitching here on this Friday night. 2 Ks for Bortka, 2 outs in the fourth inning, and the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week is coming up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. Ronald Hernandez, who was the first strikeout victim of Clausen back in the second inning, is now coming up to the plate, hitting left-handed against the right-handed throwing Bortka. First pitch, a fastball at the knees for a called strike one. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers, each team with four hits and a two-hit inning for each squad in the first three. Fastball missing up and away. It's a 1-1 count to Hernandez. A homer and 14 RBIs on the season for St. Lucie with an OPS of 735. For the St. Lucie catcher. Bortka, pitching from the stretch, deals the 1-1. Curveball just missing inside. It's a 2-1 count to Ronald Hernandez. Was acquired in a trade with Miami in 2023 from Medicaid Venezuela and is 20 years old. 2-1. Outside on the slider, 3-1 the count to the switch hitting catcher in Ronald Hernandez. 5'11", 155 pounds according to the roster, but he looks heavier than that as he stands in the box waiting for the 3-1 pitch. Borca is set. Now he deals. Cut on and foul tipped in and out of the glove of Kaikuto, and the count runs full at 3-2. Base is clear, 3-2 the count. And there are two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Payoff pitch. Curveball called, strike three. Hernandez is going to challenge as he thought that was 4. And the call's upheld. Josh Borca strikes out the side in his best inning of the season, KO'ing all three Mets and sending us to the fifth with the Threshers leading 2-0.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Adinson Ferrer comes back after a 1-2-3 fourth inning despite allowing a walk to Jordan Viers. Now he'll face Aiden Miller, who was struck out twice by Austin Tresser to start off the game, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball to make it 0-1. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers, four hits apiece. Neither team has recorded a hit since the Threshers' two-hit third inning. Miller checks his swing, and he went around, according to Frank Jones, so the count is now 0-2 as Aiden takes a timeout. Last hit of the game was a two-out single by Keaton Anthony in the third inning. That followed up a one-out home run by Dakota Kotowski. 0-2 now to Miller, and the pitch cut on and missed on the curveball, and that is strike three. So three straight punch-outs for Aiden Miller. And he is down on strikes to start off the fifth inning for the Threshers. They lead it 2-0, and Aloys Kaikuto comes up to the plate. He's 1-for-2 on the day with the Threshers' first hit of the game back in the first inning. He grounded out the third to lead off the third, and now up with one out here in the top of the fifth. Bends away from a fastball, and the chin music makes it 1-0. Kaikuto, 14 ribbies on this season. And he's doing the catching for the second straight night for the Threshers. Now the 1-0. Fouled away, and the count evens at 1-1. 2-0 lead for Clearwater with runs in the first and third innings. They've put up a run in every other inning so far to start the game. Slider to the outside corner. Surprisingly, no challenge by Kaikuto, and the count drops to 1-2. He'll be followed by Kotowski and hopefully more. 1-2. Curveball hit in the air out to shallow right center field. Rosa, Barrow, and Villavicencio going towards it, and it's the center fielder Villavicencio who makes the catch on a jog for the second out of the fifth inning. So the first two batters are out to start the fifth inning, and now Dakota Katowski, who has reached twice, comes up to the plate for the third time today. Walk in the first inning and a solo opposite field jack for his third homer of the season. In his last at bat, he takes a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. So 2-0 the lead for the Threshers here in the top of the fifth inning with two gone as Edinson Ferrer kicks and deals. Fastball misses well outside, and it's 1-1. Katowski, undrafted signee out of Missouri State University. And he played most of his season last year in the Florida Complex League. Curveball falls over the zone for a called strike two to Katowski, and the count is 1-2. Last year, Katowski, the Florida Complex League MVP, led all Phillies short-season minor leaguers in OPS homers and total bases, but he won't get any total bases in this one. He swings and misses a curveball, and that's the second K of the inning for Ferrer. Threshers go down in order for the second consecutive inning, and we're halfway home here in Port St. Lucie. Threshers 2, Mets nothing, bottom of the fifth, next.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at Bay Care Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Josh Bortka back out for his second inning of work, coming in with a 2-0 lead to the bottom of the fifth inning. And he starts off Willie Fanyas with a fastball outside for ball number one. 2-0 lead for the Threshers, four hits apiece, and a 1-0 count to Fanyas, who singled in his last at bat. Fastball cut on a miss, and it's 1-1. Fanyas has a hit in each of his first three games with the St. Lucie Mets this season. And his first hit with the Mets, a triple. Then his second hit, a home run, both coming in Wednesday's 11-inning loss to the Threshers, 8-7. 2-1 the count to Fanyas now, who has just those two RBIs stemming from that game-tying home run back on Wednesday afternoon. 2-1 pitch, fastball to the outside edge, and the count evens at 2-2. Bottom third of the Mets order in the bottom of the fifth here. Cuevas, Villavicencio to follow Fanyas, who faces a 2-2 count as the leadoff man in the seventh inning. Bortka from the stretch, he deals. Tap foul on the breaker, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bortka sets from the first base side of the rubber. He deals the 2-2 pitch, a slider that misses outside to fill up the count at 3-2. Split time last season between the Complex and the Threshers, beginning the season on the Threshers roster, and then pitching in 8 relief appearances in the FCL. Fania swings and misses on the curveball, and he's tagged by Kai Kuto for the first out in the 5th inning. And Josh Bortka has seen 4 batters and struck all 4 of them out. The Threshers pitching staff, with Clausen striking out the last 2 in a 1-2-3 third inning, have now struck out the last 6 batters, 4 of them coming out of the hand of Josh Bortka. Jairo Cuevas, the next victim, ends the strikeout streak, but hits it on it a pair of bounces to Saltaban at second. Quick throw to first for out number 2. That's a way to stop the strikeouts from happening. Just attack the first pitch, but that one almost directly into the arms of Saltaban. That take about 2 steps forward to make that play. So 2 gone, and Kevin Villavicencio coming up to the plate now for the Threshers. He struck out in his last at bat, and he'll face Bortka for the first time. Takes a called strike, and now it's 0-1. So this is Bortka's first appearance against St. Lucie. He spent all of April with the Threshers before being sent to the Florida Complex League. The 0-1. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-2. And Bortka was actually sent down at the start of the St. Lucie series on April 30th last year, so he didn't get a chance to pitch against the Mets. 0-2. Slider outside, and the count's 1-2. He then returned in August and turned into a very effective late-inning reliever for the Threshers, including, as I mentioned in the last inning, his save that sent the Threshers to the Florida State League Championship last year. 1-2 hit on the ground just past the outstretched arm of Pauaka Grego and into left field for a base hit. 5th hit of the game for St. Lucie. That's the first hit for the Mets since the second inning. They trail 2-0, but now Boston Barrow at the plate for the St. Lucie Mets with 2 outs and a man aboard. He represents the tying run with 14 RBIs on the season. And after the game last night, Boston Barrow and Threshers catcher Caden Hediger came out on the field together to just chat as the runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw in to second base. The tag applied in time by Miller. And I guess I'll continue that story in the next inning. 2-6 on the caught stealing, and Bortka faces the minimum and a pitch in the 5th inning. And the Threshers come up to the 6th with a 2-0 lead.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit BayCare box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and support your local heroes at BayCare Ballpark on June 1st. Watch me.
First pitch of the six, narrowly miss hitting Devin Saltabon. And it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' second baseman to start off the top of the sixth inning. Adinson Ferrer remains on the mound for the Mets as the Threshers maintain a 2-0 lead. 1-0, breaking ball, just missing low, and it's a 2-0 count to Saltabon, who's 1-for-2 on the day. Now to Saltabon. Hammers this one foul, but a bit early on the fastball, and it's a 2-1 count to Devin Saltabon. He'll be followed by Anthony and Puaka Grego in the top of the sixth inning. 4-5 in favor of St. Lucie, but the Threshers lead it 2-0. 2-1. Tap foul, and that goes back to the netting to keep the count even now at 2-2. Two pitch, curveball, grounded foul down the third base line, and that is going to keep the count even. Two balls, two strikes, the count, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, Saltabon late on the breaking ball, and that's strike three. K number four on the day for Adinson Ferrer, who has now thrown 2 1/3 innings in his debut. 33 pitches, 21 for strikes. A solid return to St. Lucie for Adinson Ferrer. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony with one out. The base is empty. Threshers have not had a hit since their two hits in the third inning. And not a base runner since Jordan Fires walked to start the fourth. 0-1 count to Anthony, who singled for the last hit of the game back in the third inning. The 0-1. Slider outside, count evens at 1-1. Hard line drive, base hit into left field, and that's going to roll towards the corner. Anthony rounds third at first as it picked up by Fanyas, and he'll stop at second base with the Threshers' first double of the day. One out double for Keaton Anthony, who has the last two hits for Clearwater, and he's aboard second with one out for Nico Puaka Grego. So Puaka Grego, 0-for-2 on the day with two well-struck flyouts. And one of them's got to fall for him to increase his hit streak to 8 consecutive games. Longest streak by a Thresher this season. With Anthony on second, Puaka Grego swings and misses at a fastball. Fouls it, maybe got a piece of it. It rolls away from the catcher, and Anthony stays on the first base bag. Puaka Grego has the tied second longest hit streak of the season in the entire Florida State League as he swings and misses at the curveball to make it 0-2. The only player with a longer hit streak than Puaka Grego is on the Palm Beach Cardinals, Miguel Villarroel, who has a 12-game hit streak that is currently active. Eduardo Valencia, also in the midst of an 8-game hit streak for Lakeland. 0-2 the count to Puaka Grego, who takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike three. Second K of the inning for Ferrer, and that's the second out of the sixth inning. So Ronald Hernandez directing traffic from behind the plate, instructing the right side of his infield to shift for the left-handed hitting Jordan Vyers. Barrow playing back at second base, and as so is Cuevas, who is about a body length from the foul line. Fires pops the first pitch. He sees up foul down the left field line, and it's 0-1. Myers has walked twice in today's contest to extend his on-base streak to 15 games, tied for the longest by a Thresher this season. 0-1, curveball called strike two. Myers has come up to the plate seven times so far this series in two games, and he's walked four times. Takes the curve outside, count one and two. Two walks in Wednesday's victory, and now two walks today. He did go 0-for-3 with a run in Wednesday's win. 1-2 pitch. This one hit high in the air out to center field. Short run backward for Villavicencio. He reaches up, makes the catch with two hands, and ends the sixth inning. So the Threshers break their hit drought with a one-out double from Keaton Anthony, but that's all they get. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man left, and we're heading to the bottom of the sixth. Threshers 2, Mets nothing.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for pink. Come out to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Health Care Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition pink beach bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Josh Bortka in line for the victory, and he'll be replaced by Jonathan Petit, who starts the bottom of the sixth, facing the top of the St. Lucie order. Pitch clock violation called on Petit before he throws a pitch. And I don't think he saw the pitch clock, which is certainly what he's looking for now, as I think he's trying to call a timeout, and he'll try and get set. 3 seconds on the pitch clock now for Petit, and the 1-0 is a fastball in for a called strike on the first pitch actually thrown by the Threshers right-hander. Josh Bortka, two shutout innings, one hit, four strikeouts. He's in line for the win. Barrow cracks one on a line, and it's caught by Saltabon, who only need to move his glove to protect his chest for the first out of the sixth inning. So one gone, and now Marco Vargas up to the plate, a walk and a strikeout so far in the sixth. First pitch swinging, he sends a high arcing foul ball towering over the Mets dugout on the third base side, and it's 0-1. Petit, 23 years old, has made one start in now his seventh appearance for the Threshers this season. Another line drive right into Threshers infield. This time it's Miller up the middle who makes the catch on a line for the second out of the sixth. So two hard hit line drives by the Mets, but they find the gloves of the Threshers middle infield, and there's two away. Petit this season, in his seventh appearance, has now gone 11 innings full, Four runs allowed, four walks, 10 strikeouts, and 10 hits. As the breaking ball misses outside to Baez, and it's 1-0. Petit, fastball, slider, and a changeup, playing in his second season for the Threshers. As the change falls in for a strike on Baez. He's grounded into a double play and struck out in his two at-bats for St. Lucie. And the changeup drops to the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Petit had seven relief appearances for Jersey Shore before he was sent back to Clearwater, where he had 17 starts last year for the Threshers. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Petit climbs the ladder with the heater and strikes out Baez in the quickest inning of the ball game. Jonathan Petit just needs 9 pitches to set down the Mets in order and send us to the 7th with a 2-0 lead for the Clearwater Threshers.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Avery Owusu-Asiedu lays down a perfect bunt down the third base line to sneak his way aboard first base with a leadoff knock. And that bunt was so quick that it happened before our commercial finish. Sixth hit of the game for the Threshers, as their second leading base stealer has now reached with a leadoff single. He's got a hit in each of his first three, in each of his last three games against the St. Lucie Mets, and Ware is started off with the ball, 1-0 the count. Now might be a good time to introduce the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, Christopher Gomez, entering with a 16.88 ERA, 21 years old, and he is making his sixth relief appearance for the St. Lucie Mets. Third for the St. Lucie Mets, sixth overall this season, as he began with three relief appearances in the Complex League. 2-0 to Ware now, with Owusu-Asiedu taking a short lead off of first. Gomez deals. Curveball missing upstairs. It's a 3-0 count. 4 2/3 shutout frames in the Complex for Gomez. In St. Lucie, no such success. 3 strikeouts, 4 walks, 5 runs allowed on 4 hits in 2 2/3 innings pitch for St. Lucie. And that's his fifth walk of the season, as he gets Ware to first on 4 pitches. So 2 aboard now for the Threshers, as Owusu-Asiedu moves to second, as Ware moves to first on the walk. Now Aiden Miller up, a tough game for him so far. 3 strikeouts, and it's just not like him to strike out this many times in a game. He hasn't been punched out more than twice in a game so far this season. First pitch to Miller is a breaking ball that hits the inside corner and makes it 0-1. Usu Asidu is on second, 9 steals in 11 attempts, and Bryson Ware is on first base for the Threshers. He has stolen 4 bases in 8 attempts. Fastball missing outside. It's a 1-1 count now to Aiden Miller, who leads the Threshers with 10 steals in 11 attempts so far this season. Usu Asidu had 24 steals in his junior year at Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville, a program record since they made the jump to Division I in 2008. 2-1 the count to Miller as Gomez's fastball misses outside to the 27th overall pick in last year's draft. Picked just 5 picks before Colin Houck, another high school shortstop that the Mets selected. And the fastball misses up into Miller, 3-1 the count to Aiden, who has 3 hits and 9 at-bats so far this series with a walk and 2 runs scored in a 4-game on base streak that has lasted since the Friday against Daytona. 3-1, ground ball, does it stay fair? Yes, it does. That's going to roll to the left field corner for extra bases. Owusu Asiedu scores, waved around third base is where he's coming home, and the throw is cut off, so he will score. Aiden Miller, a 2-run double to plate the first 2 runs of the 7th inning, and the Threshers take a 4-0 lead. He retakes the RBI lead on the team from Dakota Katowski with his 20th and 21st RBIs of the season. And now the Threshers have 2 players in the 20 RBI column as they look to become the first team to 30 wins in a level lower than AAA. Miller on second base with Luis Caicuto at the dish for the Threshers. And now the first pitch is a high pop bunt lined right back to the pitcher. No play at second as Miller scampers back there quickly. So another bunt attempt. This one does not go as planned for Caicuto, who's now 1-for-4 on the day after a single back in the first inning. So one gone in the 7th. Miller on second, and the Threshers lead it 4-0. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski, who has walked and homered already today, went oppo back in the 3rd inning. First pitch to Katowski is a breaking ball upstairs for ball number 1. He has 20 RBIs and 3 home runs on the season now, with a homer in back-to-back games for the Threshers after getting one in the 8th last night. Miller on second, the 1-0-2 Katowski, breaking ball cut on a miss, then it's 1-1. So Katowski 1-for-2 on the day, now on a 3-game hit streak, as he has a hit and an RBI, sorry, an extra base hit and an RBI in each of the first 3 games he has played this series. 1-1. Fastball cut on a miss, and it's 1-2. He's 1-for-2 today, so that makes him 4-for-11 on the series with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Sorry, 5-for-11 on the series. I can't do math. 1-2 the count to Katowski. Here's the pitch. Curveball taken the other way out to right field. Rosa drifting back. He makes the catch in right, and Miller tags up for third. The throw is cut off at second by Colin Houck, and Miller slides in at third safely, tagging up on the fly out to right field. So 2 gone in the 7th, and Devin Saltaban coming up with Aiden Miller on third base after the tag. Saltaban and Miller, double play partners and roommates when they go on the road. First pitch to Saltaban's, a fastball upstairs, and it's 1-0. He's 1-for-3 today, but his first hit of the game was an RBI single that came in the first inning. 1-1, no strikes, the count, 2 outs, and 2 runs already home, thanks to Miller here in the top of the 7th. The pitch, 1-0, curveball gets away from the catcher, now Miller's coming home. He'll stand up on the wild pitch, and it's 5-0 Threshers, as ball 2 to Saltaban brings Aiden Miller home. And they're actually going to call that a pass ball for now, but it is under the view. The pitch was well upstairs. Ronald Hernandez was standing up when he tried to make the grab, and it bounced in and out of his glove and rolled back to the backstop to score the Threshers' fifth run of the game. It's confirmed a pass ball as Saltabon lines a breaker foul to make it 2-1. So now the score is 5-0 Threshers with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. And now the 2-1 pitch is a fastball in the outside corner to even up the count at 2-2. 5 runs on 7 hits for the Threshers, 5 hits for the Mets, and they have yet to score a run. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, fastball taken high in the air and foul down the right field line by Saltabon to keep the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the 7th inning here in Port St. Lucie. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 3 on the pitch clock as Gomez deals. Saltabon swings, and it bounces off the glove of Hernandez. Saltabon's off to first, and he's going to make it on a drop third strike. That sends him to first base with 2 outs in the inning. Could be another pass ball, because again, that ball bounced in and out of the glove of Ronald Hernandez, similar to the pass ball that allowed Miller to score from third base. So the Threshers catch a break, and Saltabon is on first with Keaton Anthony in the batter's box for the Threshers. It is a pass ball, second of the inning on Ronald Hernandez. Anthony shrugs away a 93-mile-an-hour fastball to start the count 1-0. He's 2-for-3 today, and he's halfway to the cycle with a single in the third and a double in his last at-bat back in the sixth inning. He's got Saltabon on first base, who's off for second. Pitch is in for strike two. The throw is low, and Saltabon is off the base, but he gets back on before the tag to seal his 9th stolen base in as many attempts this season. So Devin Saltabon taking full advantage of the drop third strike, and he is now 9-for-9 in stolen base attempts with a 1-1 count to Keaton Anthony. So now another runner in scoring position for the Threshers, and Saltabon's base running has improved day by day. Anthony spears a fastball foul off the end of his bat, and it's 1-2. Saltabon on second, 5 runs on 7 hits with 3 runs on 2 hits so far in the 7th. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Anthony with 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. Gomez deals. 1-2 pitch taken on the ground to second base, right into the arms of Boston Barrow, who fires it to first in time to end the 7th. The Clearwater Threshers stretch out a 2-0 lead with 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. 5-0 Threshers as we head to the stretch here in St. Lucie.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer. the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at BayCare Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit canine partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out threshersbaseball.com for more information.
1-0 the count to Jeffrey Rosa starting off the bottom of the seventh inning. Back-to-back curveballs from Petit miss, and it's 2-0. 5-0 the lead for the Threshers, and Petit aims to keep the shutout going against the heart of St. Lucie's order. Three curves in a row, three balls and no strikes to Jeffrey Rosa, who leads things off after proceeding the seventh inning with a strikeout and a fielder's choice. He is 0-2. 3-0 from Petit is a fastball right down Main Street, and a get-me-over heater makes it 3-1. 5-0 Threshers. They're out hitting the Mets as well, 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning, as a 3-1 fastball cut on and missed by Rosa to fill the count back up at 3-2. Rosa, Houck, and Hernandez here in the bottom of the seventh inning after the Threshers scored three runs in the top half. Payoff pitch, hit on the ground towards third, backhanded by Pawaka. Grego, it bounces off his glove and gets into left field. Miller slides as he sprints towards it, fires a throw to second base that keeps Rosa on first following what is probably going to be a base hit. If it's a hit, it's a single, and it would be the sixth of the game. If not, the error would be on Nico Pawaka-Grego. And the leadoff man is aboard for the St. Lucie Mets, with Colin Houck now stepping up to the plate for St. Lucie. It's the first base runner for St. Lucie in a while as Houck drills this down the left field line, and it bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Rosa on to third, and for the first time today, the St. Lucie Mets have a runner on third base. And that last runner on third was Colin Houck back in the second inning when he reached on a wild pitch. It is ruled a single by Rosa. He is now on third base. Houck on second with nobody out in the seventh inning, and the Mets have their best chance of the day to try and break this shutout. 5-0 the lead for the Threshers, but the first two are aboard for the Mets as we get a ground ball to second base that'll bring home the first run. Ronald Hernandez gets his 12th RBI of the season, but he's retired at first on the 4-3. That makes it 5-1 Threshers. Houck to third, and the Threshers' lead is now chopped down to four runs. Seven hits on the game so far for St. Lucie, and one out in the seventh inning brings up Willie Fanyas as Petit ends the shutout after the first seven innings. So the infield in with Houck on third as Fanyas drills a line drive foul, slamming off the netting in right field to make it an 0-1 count. He is 1-2 on the day, single in the second and a strikeout to lead off the fifth. Houck on third, the middle infield for the Threshers on the infield grass with Anthony towing the infield grass to prevent the left-handed hit from Fanyas. 1-1 as he ducks away from a low breaking ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on third and a 5-1 lead for Clearwater. 1-1. Breaking ball, low and in, and it's 2-1. Pitch. Fastball, high bouncer to second. Saltabon checks the runner back to third and flips it to first for the second out in the inning. And a good job on both the hesitation by Houck and Saltabon on the awareness to make sure that the Mets first rounder stayed over at third base. Okay. So two gone. And now Jairo Cuevas up at the plate for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch is a curveball low and inside. It's a 1-0 count, and Petit has been very effective on that curve in his first inning of work, but this inning it's been tougher to find the strike zone. 1-0 count to Cuevas, who struck out in the second and grounded out on the first pitch he saw in the fifth. Breaking ball in the dirt to Cuevas, and it's 2-0. Caicudo blocks it well to keep Colin Houck on third base for the Mets. Petit deals. Curveball at the knees, and it's 2-1 on a called strike to Jairo Cuevas, but he challenged the pitch. And it's overturned. The 2-1 count turns to 3-0 to Jairo Cuevas with two outs and a man on third base. Now Petit deals. 3-0 pitch, fastball outside, and it is ball four. One run already across for St. Lucie here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Threshers lead at 5-1. And now there are runners on the corners with two outs for Kevin Villavicencio. Cuevas on first, Houck on second, as Luis Caicuto comes out from behind home plate to send out the signals to the Threshers. Middle infield playing back. Anthony at first holding the runner Cuevas on the first base bag with the speedy Villavicencio up at the plate. First pitch to Villavicencio is a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. He is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single, but he was caught stealing Villavicencio to end the fifth inning. One oh count, now the pitch. Fastball popped up in the shallow right field. Saltabon drifts just beyond the dirt, calls everybody off, reaches back to make the catch, and end the seventh inning. But the Mets get themselves on the board on two hits that started off the inning and an RBI ground out. One run, two hits, no errors, two left. We're head to the eighth here in Port St. Lucie. Threshers 5, Mets 2.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
One run on the board for St. Lucie, but 5 for the Threshers as we head into the top of the eighth inning. Threshers with a 4-run lead, and Nico Pouaca-Grego coming up to the plate to lead things off, looking to extend his 8-game hit streak. And he started off with a fastball to the outside for a 1-0 count. Nico will be followed up by Viers and Owusu Asiedu here in the top of the eighth inning against Christopher Gomez. 1-0, ground ball down the first baseline, but it's foul, evening the count at 1-1. Pouaca-Grego has reached with a hit in each of his last 8 games in the midst of a 13-game on-base streak. which is the tied second longest of the season by a Thresher. Or third longest, because there are fourth longest? Yeah, doesn't matter. High fly ball out to shallow center field. The fielders run towards it, and it's Villavicencio who gets it out of the three. Barrow and Houck there as well, and Pawaka Grego is retired for the fourth time, leading off the eighth with a fly out to the center fielder. So one gone, and Jordan Vyers up to the plate, who also flied out to center in his last at-bat. He has walked twice and became the second Thresher with a 15-game on-base streak so far this season. The third Thresher with a 15-game on-base streak this season, as Farquhar did it last night. A push bunt down the third baseline from Vyers. No play at first, as it's held by Vargas as Vyers gets the Thresher's second bunt single of the day with a one-out bunt down the third baseline. Eighth hit of the game for Clearwater, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu up for the Threshers with a man on first and one out. He has a short lead off first, been caught once today, and the throw's behind Owusu-Asiedu, but it scraped his back. So Owusu-Asiedu hit by a pitch. Vyers was ready to take second on the wild toss. Instead, he'll just walk there after the HBP. Top of the order returns for the Threshers, and Bryson Ware doing what a leadoff man should do, getting on base. He's walked three times and scored twice, but is 0 for 1 on the day, swinging and missing at a fastball to start off the count at 0-1. Walked and scored in the first and the seventh inning, both of those walks coming on four pitches. And the 0-1 is a fastball low and away. Count even at one ball and one strike. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers. Neither team with an error to this point. And Clearwater with eight hits to St. Lucie's seven. One ball, one strike, one out to Ware with Vyers on second and Owusu-Asiedu on first. Ware takes the breaking ball upstairs for called strike two. And the count falls to 1-2 to the Threshers' left fielder. Gomez looking for the sign, now loads the ball in his black glove, sets it at the belt with five on the pitch clock. 1-2, fastball fouled back, and the count will stay at one ball and two strikes. Ware has been walked twice on four pitch at bats. And now faces a one ball, two strike count. The pitch. Curveball up and in. It's 2-2. Two pitch. Fastball upstairs. Count runs full. And now we'll see if the runners go. Vyers and Owusu-Asiedu both have solid speed, with Owusu-Asiedu on first being the faster runner than Vyers on second. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and two aboard for the Threshers, the four-run lead in the eighth. Runners stay put, 3-2 pitch, cut on a missed, and that's the second out of the eighth inning. Two gone now for Aiden Miller as Christopher Gomez has his second strikeout of the game. 37 pitches, 21 for strikes in an inning and two-thirds, but that will be the end of it as Eucarie De La Cruz comes out of the Mets dugout, points to the bullpen to replace Christopher Gomez. Aiden Miller will come up to the plate with two outs in the top of the eighth inning to face a new Mets reliever when we come back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Clearwater Threshers and Beachside Hospitality Group are calling first responders to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, June 1st. All first responders will get in the baseball game free with half-price tickets for their family members if they visit Bay Care box office. Bring the kids to the emergency vehicle touch-a-truck and stay after the game for a spectacular fireworks show. Proceeds of the night benefit Operation Restore at the Franciscan Center in Tampa. So get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and support your local heroes at Bay Care Ballpark on June 1st.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Aiden Miller is going to take a called strike against the new Mets reliever, Miguel Alfonseca, who comes in for the second time this series, replacing Christopher Gomez. He's on the hook for the two runners aboard. So far, Gomez has allowed three runs to earned on three hits with a walk and two Ks. Bouncing breaking ball almost sends the runners, but the ball is corralled quickly by Ronald Hernandez, and the count just stays at 1-1. Viers remaining on second, and Owusu Asidu on first. 5-1 the lead for the Threshers with two outs in the top of the eighth as Alfonseca turns and looks over at the base runners. With two on the pitch clock, he deals. Slider on the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Eight hits for the Threshers, seven for the Mets, and a 5-1 lead for Clearwater with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Alfonseca pitched on Wednesday. He sends the slider outside. Wild pitch, only Viers goes, but he advances to third, sliding in without a throw as the count drops to 2-2 on Aiden Miller. Two balls, two strikes, runners on the corners with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Alfonseca deals. Miller pops one up high and foul, and that is going to clear the stadium and roll down the roof behind home plate, keeping the count at 2-2. Alfonseca last pitched on Wednesday when an inning and a third was the only Mets reliever to not allow a run in an 8-7 loss to the Threshers. Three hits and a strikeout in his inning and a third of work. 2-2 to Miller again, and another one popped up. This one could be playable behind home plate. Hernandez crashes into the netting. He is fine as the ball reaches the seats. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners aboard in the top of the eighth. The pitch hammered high, deep, and foul. Miller a bit early on the slider, and that's the third pitch in a row he's not fouled with two strikes. Owusu Asidu with a short lead on first. Viers with a shorter lead on third as Miller steps out of the batter's box. Two to the count to Miller. And the pitch. Slider outside. Bounces away from the catcher. Owusu Asidu on to second base. Viers stays at third as Alfonseca was there quickly to cover on the second wild pitch of the inning. So now runners on second and third with first base open for Aiden Miller. And a full count with two outs in the inning. Owusu Asidu aboard second. Viers on first as Miller now faces a full count after starting the at-bat, 1-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch number 9 from Alfonseca shaves a piece of Miller's bat off as he fouls off the slider to keep the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Miller gets a new stick, goes from a solid tan to a two-tone bat. Tan handle with a maroon barrel. 3 balls, 2 strikes, payoff pitch. Another one grounded foul. That is 5 pitches fouled off and 5 pitches comprising a 3-2 count. A 10-pitch at bat, first double-digit AB of the ball game. And Aiden Miller is battling with 2 in scoring position here in the 8th inning. Threshers third base coach Michael Jones going to the fence to pick up that wayward foul ball, and he sends it to a couple of Mets fans on the left field side. So a full count again to Miller. Payoff pitch, slider way outside, and on pitch number 11, Aiden Miller draws a 2-out walk to load the bases. So it's Miller on first, Viers on third, and Owusu Asidu on second with 2 outs in the 8th for Luis Caicuto, who singled back in the first inning and is 1-for-4 today. Threshers have the bases loaded for the second time in this game, first time since the first inning. And the first pitch slider misses outside from Alfonseca, and it's a 1-0 count to Luis Caicuto. Bases loaded with 2 outs. Threshers with 3 runs in the 7th and now 3 men aboard here in the 8th. Alfonseca only responsible for Miller with Viers and Owusu Asidu led aboard by Christopher Gomez. 1-0. This one taken in the air out to right center field. Villavicencio's not going to get there. 1 run scores. Owusu Asidu scores. And it's a 2 RBI single from Caicuto that makes it 7-1 Clearwater. Miller goes all the way to third. And the Threshers now lead by 6 with runners on the corners and 2 outs. RBI is number 15 and 16 for Caicuto. And Miller going all the way to third base as Gomez now adds another 2 runs to his total. He finishes the day 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned with a walk and 2 strikeouts in an inning and 2/3. And now the entire infield up to the mound for a mound meeting. So we will take a look at some scores starting in the Phillies system. FCL Phillies beat the FCL Yankees 20-8. And now we go through the rest of the full season squads. Starting in High A, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are in Aberdeen taking on the Ironbirds, where the Blue Claws lead it 4-0 in the top of the 4th. Reading is tied with Binghamton 1-1 in the top of the 7th inning over in Baseball Town. And in Allentown, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs trail 3-0 against the Rochester Red Wings in the top of the 5th inning. Mound visit ends, runners aboard the corners with 2 outs and Dakota Katowski back up for the Threshers. First pitch to Katowski, fastball inside, and it's 1-0. Kikuto on first. Miller on third with two gone in the eighth and two runs already across for the Threshers. 7-1 the lead, 9-7 in favor of Clearwater. The 1-0 bounced foul down the third baseline and the count's 1-1. Kotowski has reached base at least twice in each of his first three games of this series. Reached on a walk in the first inning and a solo home run in his last at-bat. That was in the third inning. Next pitch, a fastball inside, and it's a 2-1 count to Dakota Kotowski. Runners on the corners with two gone in the top of the eighth. Threshers have five runs in the last two frames. 2-1. Inside on the heater, and now it's 3-1 as Alfonseca is having a lot of trouble getting the final out. One more ball, and the bases will be loaded once again, this time for Devin Saltabaum. 3-1 now to Kotowski. Here's the pitch. Fastball cut on, and a foul tip into the mitt of Hernandez to fill up the count at 3-2. So Kikuto will head for second base. Miller is on third, so he'll stay there with two outs in the inning. And Kikuto goes way early. 3-2 pitch misses inside, and it's ball number four to Kotowski to load the bases. So Kotowski on first, Kikuto on second, Miller on third. Bases loaded, two runs already across in the top of the eighth inning, and the Threshers lead at 7-1. The last night's eighth inning, the Threshers put up eight runs as the slider misses outside to Saltabaum to make it 1-0. They also sent up 11 batters in that eighth inning. Saltabaum is the eighth batter of the frame, coming up with the bases jacked. 1-0 the count to Saltabaum, and here's the pitch. Fastball outside, it's 2-0 again. Two gone and the bases loaded as Alfonseca sets up from the stretch and deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's 3-0. He's had a wild inning of pitching, throwing less than half of his pitches over for strikes. 22 pitches, 10 for strikes for Alfonseca, and he's poised to walk with the bases loaded and walk in a run. Saltabaum goes to first, his second RBI of the game, as Alfonseca does just that. Miller walks home with the Threshers' eighth run of the ball game as Saltabaum has RBI number two on the bases loaded walk. Saltabaum 1-for-1 with two ribbies coming up with the bases loaded tonight. And on the game, he is 1-for-4. So a mound visit initiated by Ronald Hernandez. And that quickly ends. Bases still loaded. Saltabaum on first. Kotowski on second. Kikuto on third for the Threshers with two outs in the top of the eighth. Now Keaton Anthony comes up to the plate, and all Threshers have batted here in this eighth inning as Anthony takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. 8-1 Clearwater, 9 hits for the Threshers, 7 for the Mets. Alfonseca deals. Slider taken the other way into right field, coming on is Rosa. He makes the catch on the run, and that's going to end the eighth inning. Threshers leave the bases loaded, but they get three more runs and score three in back-to-back innings. Three runs come across for the Threshers on two hits. No errors, and three men left aboard. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Threshers lead 8-1.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
For the 19th straight year, the Clearwater Threshers will pitch for Pink. Come out to Bay Care Ballpark on Friday, May 31st to support breast cancer survivors and the Morton Plant Meese Health Care Foundation. A portion of all ticket sales, plus the online jersey auction and in-park silent auction, benefit the foundation. Join us for the pregame survivors walk around the infield, and early arrivers may receive a limited edition Pink Beach Bag giveaway presented by Banquet Masters. Pitch for Pink on May 31st at Bay Care Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Top of the eighth inning, the leadoff, or bottom of the eighth inning, leadoff man starting for the Mets, Boston Barrow, who singled in the first and has gotten out in the air in each of his last two at-bats. 1-0 to start the at-bat to Barrow, who was the first batter that Petit faced back in the sixth inning. Quick second pitch, another breaking ball that misses outside to make it 2-0. Barrow, Vargas, and Baez to lead off the bottom of the eighth for the Mets. They trail 8-1 against the Threshers. Fly ball, foul, and it's 2-1. So, to continue a story I think I started way earlier in the game, Boston Barrow and Caden Hediger met up on the field after last night's game as he hits a towering fly ball deep out to left field that goes foul, as that was chased by Bryson Ware. 2-2 the count to Barrow, who met Caden Hediger on the field last night. No jerseys were exchanged, but they took a couple fixtures and chatted. And I found out that they used to play youth baseball together, both growing up in California. Caden Hediger went to Sierra Canyon High School and is from Palmdale, while Boston Barrow, the eighth round pick of the Mets last year, from Rancho Santa Margarita. Barrow, in his second season as a pro, played in the Complex League last year and is now up in St. Lucie. 2-1, and I don't know what that hit off of. I think it was off of Kikuto's glove, and it was a 3-1 count as Barrow had moved the bat forward, not enough to be even looked at as a check swing. And now the count goes to 3-1. 3-1, called strike three, and I guess it was 2-2. Two strikeouts in the game for Petit, one gone in the eighth, and that'll bring up Marco Vargas as Petit is giving the Threshers a lot of help out of the bullpen. 2 1/3 innings, 31 pitches, and 17 for strikes as he starts off Marco Vargas with strike number one. Vargas 1-for-3 with a single in the first inning. 0-1. Hit on the ground towards second. Saltaban picks it up on a pair of hops. Momentum carries him towards first when he flips it to Anthony for the second out in the inning. So two gone and Jesus Baez coming up to the plate for the St. Lucie Mets. He lined into a double play in the first and has struck out swinging in each of his last two at-bats. He's up with two outs and the base is clear. Petit starts them all for the fastball inside and low, and it's a 1-0 count. And though the numbers might not suggest it, the pitch quality of Jonathan Petit has really improved from last year to this year. Slider missing outside, 2-0 the count. And mainly it's the speed on the fastball that has jumped off the page. It was averaging around 93 last year, already routinely hitting 94 and 95 in his second season with the Threshers, but he starts off Baez with a 3-0 count. two gone and an 8-1 lead for the Threshers as the fastball hits off the dirt and Baez is aboard with a two-out walk. Second free pass led up by Petit in tonight's game. So two gone and a man on first for Jeffrey Rosa, who singled and scored the only run of the game to this point for the St. Lucie Mets. And Rosa is 1-for-3 today. He's got Baez aboard first base with two gone, and the pitch is a curveball just missing inside to make it a 1-0 count. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-1 to the Mets right fielder. Two outs and a man aboard. Threshers out hitting the Mets 9-7, and they've got 8 runs to the Mets 1. Neither team with an error. 1-1 curveball popped up in the air on the infield. Anthony cuts in front of Saltaban. They both make the call, but it's Anthony who is out in front to make the catch to end the eighth inning. So a two-out walk is all the Mets get in the eighth, and now we head to the ninth. Threshers lead by 7 in an 8-1 ball game.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Juan Arnaud, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, replacing Miguel Alfonseca, who only pitched a third of an inning, but had a tough frame for St. Lucie as Arnaud's first pitch misses to Nico Pouakagrego. His last chance to extend his 8-game hit streak and 13-game on base streak in an 8-1 Threshers lead here in the top of the ninth. Arnaud deals. 1-0 fastball hits off the leg of Arnaud, barehanded by the third baseman Vargas. He throws to first, it's picked, and Pouakagrego is out by half a step. Unbelievable reaction at third base by Vargas to steal a hit away from Pouakagrego on a ball that ricocheted off the pitcher's leg. So the ground out will be scored 1-5-3 for the first out in the ninth inning. That'll bring up the eight hitter Jordan Viers, who singled and scored his last time up. And he's 1-for-2 on the day with two walks and a run scored. Now it's a 1-0 count to Viers with the bases clear and one out in the top of the ninth. Pitch from Arnaud. Fastball cut on a miss, then it's 1-1. Alfonseca went a third of an inning, allowed one run on one hit to go to two inherited runners that score and three walks. He will not get a decision as it is Tresser currently in line for the loss. Viers cracks a fastball foul, and the count drops to 1-2. Arnaud, in his second game of the series, came out of the bullpen and took the loss on Wednesday, allowing a run to score in the 11th on a hit, two walks, but he did strike out a batter. Fastball goes way wide, and it's a 2-2 count to Viers. Two balls, two strikes, one out. 7-run lead for the Threshers here in the ninth. Arnaud deals. Curveball on the outside corner for a called strike three, and that is the second strikeout of the series for Arnaud. Second out of the top of the ninth inning. 11 strikeouts for Mets pitching today, but they've matched that with 9 walks surrendered to Threshers hitters. Two away now as Avery Owusu-Asidu comes up to the plate. Single and two runs scored. He's reached base in each of his last two ABs and scored in each of his last two ABs. Swing and a miss on the fastball, and it's an 0-1 count to Owusu-Asidu. Arnaud sets on an 0-1 count here in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Fastball upstairs, cut on a miss, and it's 0-2. Two outs, and Hauk Hernandez and Fanyas to lead it off for the Mets in their last chance in the bottom of the ninth inning. 0-2 the count now to Owusu-Asidu. 5 on the pitch clock as Arnaud sets him up, and he deals. Fastball swing and a miss, and it's 1-2-3 ninth for St. Lucie. So the Mets have 7 runs worth of ground to make up as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Threshers 8, Mets 1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bring your dog to a baseball game. The last Friday home game of the month at Bay Care Ballpark sees the Clearwater Threshers take the field as the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Check out the cool alternate uniforms and bring your pet to the next Beach Dogs Friday on May 31st. Tickets for your furry friend benefit K9 Partners for Patriots that night. Catch some minor league baseball action with your dog and support a great cause on May 31st. Check out threshersbaseball.com for more information.
With the Threshers leading by 7 here in the ninth inning, and Saul Tehran entering the game, starting off Colin Hauk with ball number 1. This is going to be the first time Tehran does not factor in a decision in a game this season. Fastball in the outside corner evens the count at 1-1. Tehran is now making his 10th appearance of the season. He's 2-0 with 7 saves as Hauk lifts a ball out to shallow right. Saltaban is there 2 steps from the dirt, and he makes the catch on the first out of the ninth inning. So a quick out for Teron, who has allowed just one earned run in now 13 and two innings of work, 22 strikeouts and seven walks, just 10 hits in his first now 10 outings for Saul Teron. As the first pitch to Ronald Hernandez is popped up foul to make it an 0-1 count. Teron hails from the capital of Venezuela in Caracas, signed in 2022 by the Phillies at the age of 20. He's now 22 as the fastball misses to Hernandez, seeing the count at 1-1. He made five relief appearances in the regular season for the Threshers last year after leading the DSL Phillies white with five saves in his first season in 2022. 2-1 the count to Hernandez as Teron, who sports a five-pitch mix, sends one of those pitches over on the 2-1. It's a fastball that misses outside to make it 3-1. Two types of fastballs for Teron, four-seamer and a two-seamer that both hit the low to mid-90s, cutter, slider, and a change for the 22-year-old right-hander. 3-1 is a breaking ball to the outside corner called strike two that fills up the count unless the call is overturned, but the challenge is unsuccessful from Ronald Hernandez. So now the count is full to the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week, and he hits a ground ball to second. Backhanded by Saltabon, quick flip to first base. Anthony stayed on the bag, and that's the second out of the ninth inning. So Hernandez held 0-for-4, but he has driven in the only run of the game for the Mets as the Threshers lead St. Lucie 8-1 as we head to potential final batter of the game. Willy Fañas, who has started off his St. Lucie season with a three-game hit streak, 1-for-3 today, reaching on a single on the first pitch he saw back in the second inning. Two outs, and the first pitch changeup taps the outside corner for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Fañas, who had a homer that tied up the game, a two-run shot on Wednesday. He swings and misses a fastball to bring up an 0-2 count. This game has lasted about 2.5 hours, and it could be over if another strike crosses the plate. 0-2, fastball up and away, and it's a 1-2 count to Fañas. Single in the second, struck out in the fifth, and grounded out in the seventh inning. And the 1-2 is hit high in the air and foul, reaching the Pioneer Patio on the right field side that is held empty during St. Lucie Mets games. One ball, two strikes, the count to Fañas, and here's the pitch from Teron. Fastball, hard line drive, base hit into right center field. Fañas is aboard with a multi-hit game. His second single of the day keeps this game going here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Eighth hit surrendered by the Threshers pitching staff today. So Fañas has two hits, and he is the first runner aboard in the ninth for the St. Lucie Mets. Two away, and up comes the eight hitter, Joe Jairo Cuevas, who walked in the seventh and is 0-for-2 today. Threshers infield playing back, so nothing stopping Fañas from trying to steal a base. He stays put as the slider is in for a called strike. Cuevas challenges it, and it's overturned. So the pitch turns to 1-0 after being initially called strike one. Breaking ball missing upstairs, 2-0. No challenge needed on that one. Fañas aboard first base with two outs in the ninth inning. Threshers leading 8-1. Nine hits for Clearwater, eight for St. Lucie. 2-0. Fastball missing on the outside. It's 3-0. The count with two gone in the ninth. Teron pitching from the stretch. He deals. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. Cuevas walked on four pitches in the seventh, the only time he has reached base today. 11 ribbies on the season for Joe Jairo with an average of 176. 3-1, fastball outside, and the ninth inning continues with a two-out walk. And Luis Caicuto will come to the mound to have a chat with Saul Teron. after a single and a walk, and we'll check the scores in the Florida State League as Gustavo Armas joins the party on the mound. The Threshers will face the Lakeland Flying Tigers next in what is effectively a battle for the Florida State League West's first half title. Right now, Lakeland is two games back, but they lead Palm Beach 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth in Lakeland. One final, Bradenton with a 4-3 win over Dunedin at Lecom Park, and they are tied at 20-23. Bottom of the ninth inning in Jupiter, who hold the top spot in the Florida State League East. Brock Vredenberg leads off the frame as they trail 1-0 to the Tampa Tarpons over at RDC. Bottom of the eighth in Daytona, Tortugas lead the Mighty Muscles 6-4 as they are fighting three games out of first place in the Florida State League East Division. And, of course, the Threshers lead the St. Lucie Mets 8-1 with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Kevin Villavicencio is the new last chance for St. Lucie. Fastball in the dirt from Tehran, and it's 1-0. Villavicencio is 1-for-3 on the day, but he squandered his only chance on base when he was caught stealing second to end the fifth inning after he hit a two-out single. 1-0. Breaking ball just below the zone, and it's 2-0. And Tehran is called for a balk that moves each runner up one base. So Willie Fanyas now to third. And to second base goes Johairo Cuevas. 2-0 the count to Villavicencio with first base open and a 7-run lead for the Threshers. 10 on the pitch clock as Tehran gets his sign. Now the 2-0. Fastball in for a called strike, and it's 2-1. And it sounds like there's some type of fireworks going off in the distance somewhere, but I can't see where, so it must be behind the stadium. Counts 2-1. And the fastball drips low, 3-1. Two on and two outs, but Tehran having trouble with the two-out batter after easily dispatching the first two in the ninth. Fastball to the inside corner, and the count runs full at 3-2. The runners will stay put. Jairo Cuevas on second. Willie Fanyas on third with two outs here in the ninth inning. Payoff pitch coming from Tehran. Three on the pitch clock. He fires home, and the fastball's popped up. This should do it. Miller coming to the infield grass, calling off the rest of the infield, making the grab, and ending the ball game. Clearwater Threshers secure at least a split in St. Lucie with their third straight win coming in dominant fashion. 8-1 over the St. Lucie Mets, and this one even larger than the run differential in yesterday's game when the Threshers won by 6 runs, 13-7. So they've won by a combined 13 runs over the last two games. Their largest run differential over a pair of ball games in the last two contests. So the Clearwater Threshers with an 8-1 victory. The win goes to Josh Bortka for the Clearwater Threshers, and the loss goes to Austin Tresser, the St. Lucie Mets starter. We'll give a quick recap before we head home and the Threshers go for their fourth win of the series tomorrow night. Things started off with a four-pitch walk drawn by Bryson Ware to start the game, and he moved to second on a one-out single by Luis Caicuto. Dakota Katowski loaded the bases with a walk, and Devin Saltaban plated Ware with a single to make it 1-0 Threshers in the top of the first. Katowski went to the opposite field with one out in the top of the third inning, taking Mets starter Austin Tresser deep for a solo home run that made it 2-0 Threshers. Avery Owusu-Isiru bunted his way on in the seventh and moved to second on a walk by Ware. Aiden Miller doubled them both home to double the Threshers' lead before the first down in the seventh. He tagged up to third on a flyout and scored on a pass ball by Mets catcher Ronald Hernandez to bring the Threshers' lead up to 5-0. St. Lucie got on the board on an RBI ground out in the home half of the seventh to cut the Threshers' lead to 5-1. The Threshers responded in the eighth, beginning with a one-out single by Jordan Viers. He moved to second when Owusu Isiadu was hit by a pitch from Mets hurler Christopher Gomez. Miller walked to load the bases and moved to third on a two-run single by Luis Caicuta. After Gomez was placed by Miguel Alfonseca, a wild pitch allowed Miller to score from third and bump the Threshers' lead to 8-1. The Mets put two runners aboard in the ninth inning. Both moved into scoring position before a pop-out ended the game at 8-1. The win goes to Josh Bortka. His record improves to 1-2 on the season. And the loss to Austin Tresser, his record falls to 1-4. In 2024. That's going to do it for tonight's game as the Threshers take their third victory of the season. 8-1, the final score, and they look to finish off the series with a win tomorrow. Two more games left in the series, but they can secure a victory in the fourth game of the series on Saturday. Coverage here begins right around first pitch at 6:10 when we have a lefty battle between Mavis Graves of the Threshers and Franklin Gomez of the St. Lucie Mets. Coverage starts at 6:10. Until then, my name is Josh Sperber, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to tonight's contest as the Threshers beat the St. Lucie Mets 8-1. From all of us here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, thank you all for listening. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow, and until then, please enjoy the rest of your Friday night.